parents?
Whew, I don't know. Definitely a long time, so it was definitely pretty fun to have a game like that in front of them.
What was the secret to that quick start today?
We're ready to play. We've been trying to, obviously we want to have a good start every game, and it's just a matter of ramping ourselves up before we get out there, having a good warm-up, and just being prepared.
The second period, the Stars really pushed and really came back hard. But how nice was it to see your team weather the storm and still come back?
Yeah, they're a great team, and we know they're going to have their pushes. We know they have their offensive firepower, and that's what makes them a good team. And obviously Helly made some big saves that kept us in it, and our defense had good gaps, and our forwards were coming back, and we played a solid game no matter the adversity, no matter what happened. We kept on playing our game.
You and Jamie Benn had a little thing going, and then right after that he went with Dustin. What was your impression of that fight with Dustin? You don't see that very often.
Yeah, Buff's a great team guy, and he stepped in there, and it was a good fight, and it was a good battle all night, and that's what we want from everyone. We know every game's going to be a battle. No game's going to be easy, and that's what we expect every night.
Mark, you mentioned gap control. Before the game, Hitch had said he thinks that's the biggest single turnaround for this team, is that your guys' gap control, you're all over them. How big is that in what you guys have been able to accomplish so far this year?
Yeah, it happens from every guy on the ice. To have good gap, you need forwards coming back. You need the D. Having faith in the forwards that they're going to be in the right spot, and we've done a good job at that. We can continue to still do a better job and continue to work on that. And it's just a matter of being quick all over the ice.
What did you see and feel on the disallowed goal, Mark?
I didn't agree with it. It's over and done with. I won't beat a dead horse. So. We got the win, and that's all that matters.
What was the difference in the third period tonight versus in Minnesota, where you guys, it almost seemed like Minnesota was able to come at you guys a bit more offensively? Tonight it seemed like you guys were in far better possession of the puck and controlling play a bit more.
Yeah, it's just a matter of not sitting back, not being passive, continuing to play the way that we know how to play. Being cognizant of our lead and game management and stuff like that, but the biggest thing for us is we have to always continue to play the same way, no matter the score, no matter what the time. We know if we stick to our system, we'll be fine.
How would you describe the way you and Blake Wheeler are playing with each other right now?
I love it. I always love playing with Wheels, and to be with him, be working with him, throughout the summers. Last year, every time I get to be on the ice with him, it's a huge honor, and it's a lot of fun, and he's definitely my favorite player I've ever played with.